The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Kriyishma reads, Pamayim b'chol yom korin Kriyishma be'erev u'b'boka shenema u'b'shach b'chol v'kumecha. From the Rambam's phrase, the Rav pointed out, is mashma the Kriyishma of erev and Kriyishma of boka, the Kriyishma of night and in day, are not two separate independent chiyuvim and completely independent kiyumim, but they represent one chiyuv to read Kriyishma twice a day, each day, night and day. And though each one of the Kriyashmas are not ma'akev each other, but apparently when you read both, they represent one kiyum, and each Kriyashma is mashlim the other. And this is also clear from the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Yud. He says, Shitzivanu likros Kriyashma arvis v'shachris, and is mashma that it's one mechayev to read Kriyashma twice a day, Arvis v'shachris, and the Rambam counts Kriyashma in minyan mitzvahs as one mitzvah. If you look in the Ramban, the Sefer Mitzvahs, and show its test, the Ramban is bothered by this Rambam, that the Rambam counts Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh as two mitzvahs, even though they're one inyan of Tefillin, and each one, Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh, are not mi'akiv each other. And therefore the Rambam counts them as two mitzvahs. So the Ramban asks, so why is Kriyishma different? Kriyishma should be identical. Just like Kriyishma is one, is Kriyishma is Shachris or Afris, are not ma'akiv each other. So they should be counted as two mitzvahs. So apparently the answer, the Rebbe suggested, is that Kriyishma, each one, each one represents a separate mitzvah of day and night, but there's one mechayev, and each one is mashlim the other, which means to say, if a person said Kriyishma without of Kriyishma of Shachris and missed Kriyishma shall Arvis, something was deficient in the Kiyum Kriyishma. As opposed to Tefillin, the Rambam's opinion is that each one represents an independent mitzvah, and not only are they not makiv each other, but apparently they're not mashnim one of the other. So I would add to that you see, you know, there's machlekes harishonim, the Moshe Sach ben Tefillin, this person speaks between putting on the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. So Moshe says in Soita that he's chois mi'ocha mi'alchama, aveira biyado, and therefore he can't go to war. So what is the aveira that he did? So here's the machlokes rishonim. Most rishonim interpret that the aveira is now that he's going to have to say an extra brocha on the shalosh. Before he could have said two brochas, one on the Shel Yad, one on the shalosh. Now he'll have to say the brocha, machlokes rashi and tosfos, either he'll have to say another brocha on the shalosh, they'll have to say L'haniach on the Shel Rosh, or in general, if you hold like those who show them that there's only one bracha L'haniach, Machlokes Rashi Ben Tam, there's only one bracha on the Tefillin, then he's saying now that he has to say the extra bracha Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. But according, the Baal HaMor has a different reason. The Baal HaMor says the reason Sach Ben Tefillin Ben Tefillin is Choyz Me'ocha Me'olchama, it doesn't go to war, is because He's disrupted the unity of the kiyum between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, that they should be put on one and the other without any hefsek, without any interruption, and therefore if he speaks in between, there's a deficiency in the mitzvah's tefillin, and that's the aveira biyado. It could be that the Rambam would not agree to that, because according to the Rambam, the tefillin Shel Yad and Shel Rosh represent the minyan mitzvahs, two different mitzvahs, and therefore they're not mashlim one or the other in terms of one kiyum, as opposed to Kriyishma, which represents one kiyum. So in terms of the theme, though, of Kriyishma, in terms of one being mashlim the other, the Rav said that the Kriyishma of day is the Kriyishma of in times of Ha'avis Panim, in times of good times, we thank Hashem, we recognize His dominion. Kriyishma of night is a time of adversity and fear and pachad. As Chazal said, lahagid baboker chastecha ve'emunascha balelos. To say your chesed, your kindness in the day, the emunah, but at night, in time of adversity, what we need is faith in emunah. And these two themes are mashlim one or the other. The model, the Rav said, of the Kriya Shema of Shachris, of a time in times of good times, is the Kriya Shema that Yaakov Avinu said. Chazal tells us when he saw Yosef for the first time after all the years that they were separated, and Yosef fell on his shoulders, Yaakov Avinu was saying Kriya Shema. That was a Kriya Shema of enormous joy, of being reunited with his son Yosef, and recognizing that the Mesorah of Avram Avinu would continue now, there would be Yud Beis Shvatim. The model of the Kriya Shema of adversity of Laila is the Kriya Shema of Rabbi Akiva, when they were flaying him and the Romans were torturing him, taking off his skin. At that moment, he said Kriya Shema, and it was Makabel Ol Malcho Shemayim. That was the Kriya Shema of Laila. That's the Hagibah. Baboka is the Kriya Shema of Emes V'Yatziv, and the Kriya Shema of night, of Emunasra, is the Emes V'Emunah of night. And just to indicate that we see that the two Kriya Shemas are mashlim one and the other, Tosis says that the seven brachas that we say on Kriya Shema, the three in the morning, and the four brachas Kriya Shema at night, they represent one kiyum, because Tos quotes the pasuk chatzva amudeha shiva, that they represent one kiyum of seven brachos, because they integrated day and night in the kiyum, and that's because each one represents a theme that has to be supplemented or enhanced by the mutual theme of Emes V'Emunah and Emes V'Yatziv.